We are joined by Clayton Marenghi, quarterback, Endicott College, out of Linfield and played for Linfield High School. Clayton, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
How's it going, Bill? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, great to have you. And by the way, congratulations on a great last season that you had stepping in there at Endicott, and you're off to a great start here in 2022. So how about a quick update, your thoughts on the season so far, 6-0, a bye this weekend. So, but tell me a little bit about this season as far as you're concerned.
Yeah, definitely so far so good. I think we've been great defensively along with our special teams. And offensively, I think we've been running the ball really well along with taking shots when we need to at a certain point in the game. But obviously, definitely have a lot more work to do.
Yeah, you are right. I've watched a number of the games, and that defense has really come on, you know, comes on strong in the second half and early on, obviously, as well. But it's a big impetus to have, and as a quarterback with a key role on offense, it's great to be able to rely on that defense.
Oh, 100%.
Well, Clayton, the chemistry. Tell me about the team chemistry and how that is working out with the team culture.
I think our team chemistry has a lot to do with our culture. And I think Coach McGonigal, as well as the rest of the coaching staff, they did a great job introducing us to this whole beach culture. And I think it's been taken off the past couple of years, really, and we've been better because of it.
Tell me more about the beach culture. What does that mean?
It's more of an internal thing with the team. But, just again, our beach culture, I think, has really taken off the past couple of years or since when I've been here. I think we've been a better team because of it.
Can you tell me more about some of your teammates? Let me start with that offensive line and then maybe go to the running back and receivers. Tell me about that offensive line and how you guys work together.
Yeah, the O-line, they've been doing great, especially the past couple weeks. We've been able to run the ball really well, so can't thank them enough for that. As well as passing, I've been getting a lot of time just going through my reads and they've been giving me a lot of time to make some plays. Can't thank them enough. And then running-wise, Tyler Bridge has been doing a great job all season, stepping up when our A.J. Caginelli, our starter, got hurt. Yavi Cosme Diaz has also been doing great for us. So,
yeah, you have a group of guys in that backfield that, that you can call on for different things, and it's been very effective offensively for you guys. And what about receivers?
I mean, all of our receivers are awesome. Obviously, Shane Aylward, he's been great for us, especially last season as well as this season. We got Anthony Norshaw. This is his first year. He's a grad student from Merrimack. Trey Pignone's been stepping up for us, really. Ryan Freiberger, all those guys. So, yeah, they've been doing awesome all year.
Clayton, I got to think a lot of area high school players are keeping an eye on you because you come from the Cape Ann League, come from Linfield High School, and now you're playing a big role for a top-ranked Division III team here in New England. So, I guess, tell me about that progress. Tell me, what was the step like from, let's say, the Cape Ann League to D3 football at the college level?
Yeah, it's definitely a big step, coming from high school to college ball and really any division. But, it's definitely a lot more fast-paced. But I'm glad my coaches in high school really got me prepared for college, so thankful for them.
You know, in watching your games over the years, I go way back, Clayton, unfortunately, too far back, but I remember D3 football played on grass. You played a lot of football on grass, I'm sure, as well. It's a fast game, for turf, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, big time.
Is that transition from grass to turf, that pretty much comes natural, right?
Yeah, I guess it comes natural. I've been on turf since, I don't know, eighth grade. But we've had a game this year. St. Lawrence had grass, so I don't think it's too much of a difference. But
Clayton, what else can you share with me about Endicott football, so far this year? I guess, too, let me just ask about your game and how you've evolved as a player, because you can pass, you can hand off, you can play action, but you can also run the football. I mean, you've had a number of great runs this season as well.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I think it just all comes from being comfortable. Like I said, Coach McGonigal, Coach Bakanowski, they really put me in a spot to be more comfortable and more confident myself. And I think that's why we've been doing pretty good so far this year.
And Clayton, you're a business management major. So tell me what that means, and what are you looking to do when you leave Endicott in another year or so?
Oh, yeah, it's awesome. I think Endicott's put me in a good spot to prepare for the future, and I think business is a great major for me, just so I could do really anything out of school. I'm excited for that.
Yeah, nothing nailed down yet, but a lot of opportunities out there when that finally happens.
Nothing specific just yet, but yeah. I got time.
Yeah, that's fine. You got plenty of time as a junior. Absolutely. Well, Clayton, thanks so much for joining us. Best of luck the rest of the way. And, of course, next week at the University of New England. And we'll be keeping an eye on you for sure.
I appreciate it, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Yep, you're welcome. Thanks for joining us. Clayton Marenghi, quarterback, Endicott College, and formerly of Linfield High School, here on MSONewsSports.com.